أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين ولا تقولوا لمن يقتل في سبيل الله أموات بل أحياء ولكن لا تشعرون ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون
ان آیات کا ترجمہ ہے
as follows O ye who believe seek help with patience and prayer surely Allah is with the steadfast And say not of those who are killed in the cause of Allah that they are dead, nay, they are living, only you perceive not. And we will try you with something of fear and hunger and loss of wealth and lives and fruits, but give glad tidings to the patient, who, when a misfortune overtakes them, they say, Surely to Allah we belong, and to Him shall we return. It is these on whom are blessings from their Lord and mercy, and it is these who are rightly guided. Huzur says that from the recitation of these verses, you would have guessed that today the subject which I am going to take up is related to the martyrdom of our brothers and our elders. It is related with that. In these verses, Allah Almighty has advised us about patience and the prayer and the status of the martyrs and the causes of these trials, and to be pleased with the pleasure of Allah, with the decree of Allah. And as a result of that, the blessings, the people who get the blessings from Allah Almighty, these people are mentioned in these verses. And these are the things which are the indication of the true faith of a true believer. From among these verses, the first verse which I recited, Allah Almighty says in that one that one of the quality of the believer is that they are not disappointed at the time of trial, but rather every trial turns their attention to Allah Almighty. And actually, one's attention should always be turning to Allah Almighty, and the immediate reaction of any difficulty and trial should always be like this. The reaction of the believer should be like that, that they should demonstrate istainu bi sabri wa salat, that through patience and through prayer they should seek the help of Allah Almighty. So therefore, Allah Almighty has warned the believers that you will be facing certain trials and difficulties, and you will suffer from that, from those. But the firmness of your faith should be demonstrated in this way. It should be done in this way, that you should bear those things with the patience, and no restlessness, no uneasiness should be shown, and no complaint should be made to God Almighty. And in order to remove those, and secondly, in order to remove those, you should not submit to people. Rather, you should totally submit to Allah Almighty, and to pray to Allah Almighty. And you should show steadfastness and firmness in your faith, and seeking the help from Allah Almighty. You should continue performing that duties with full steadfastness which Allah Almighty has entrusted to the believers. And that job and that duty is that they should establish the unity of Allah in the whole world, and that job is to convey the message of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the whole world, and that duty is that in order to by making them join the community of the prophet of this age, they should be guided to the right path and the peace. And for this purpose, you have to go through the trials of your loss of life and wealth, and some spiritual difficulties will also be there. What are those spiritual difficulties and pains? We are restricted not to say the kalima. We are stopped from offering the prayers. And these people are using foul names regarding the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam. These are the spiritual pains which are inflicted upon us apart from the physical pains. So you will have to go through all these difficult situations and trials. But Allah Almighty has drawn our attention to this point, that and also to prepare mentally a believer for all these difficult situations. Has said that if you undergo these difficulties and pass through these times of trial with patience and steadfast in prayer, then Allah Almighty will always remain with you, and He will never leave you alone. Rather, He is always with those people who are steadfast and patient, and ultimately the final victory is of those people who are patient and steadfast. And then Allah Almighty mentions about those people who sacrifice their lives regarding their high status, that for the sake of religion, when they offer their lives to God Almighty, this really is a high status, a very prominent position. Allah Almighty says that the enemy would kill you for this purpose, that by finishing your life, by taking your life, to make you, to weaken you numerically. So far as number is concerned, to weaken you. But you remember that when Allah Almighty is with you, then that God Almighty, who is the master of the whole universe, Lord of the universe, he would, with the assassination of one person or few people, which is done in the for the sake of Allah, then those communities do not become dead as a result of that. Rather, Allah Almighty, who is the master of the Lord of heaven and earth, if a person dies here and gets a life in the life to come, he gets the pleasure of Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty says that one killing does not make the communities as dead communities. Rather, the fact is that the death of one person actually becomes the source of the life of so many other believers. One martyrdom does not terrify the believers. Rather, it fills them with such a firmness of faith that very many people who were slack before, they come out of this state of slackness as a result of that. And that creates the emotions of faith in them. And as a result of that, there are many other people who come right in front of the enemies very boldly, and they declare to these people that, oh foolish people, you think that you have weakened us by killing one of us. Listen to it, that with the death of this one person, the death of one person has infused that spirit in us, that it has granted us that life, that now that we have got the understanding of the significance of the sacrifice of life, and as a result of that, with the dedication, and now we are ready for the sacrifice of everything that is possible with full determination. Last few days, when Dr. Abdul Manan Siddiqui Sahib was martyred, then I saw this, and from verbally as well and also in written form, I got this feeling that the place where we live, if there is blood is needed anywhere where we live, or in any critical place, wherever the sacrifice of every Ahmadi, any Ahmadi is required, then we are ready to give our blood and life for this space, for this purpose. So this determination to offer their sacrifice, this is because of the fact that we should tell the enemies that those people who entirely submit to Allah Almighty, and those people who are always pleased with the decree of Allah Almighty, they are never ever afraid of this loss of lives. Because regarding those people who lay down their lives in this way, Allah Almighty said that they are not dead. Rather, they are the people who are enjoying eternal and permanent life. So, one thing is that those people who lay down their lives for the sake of Allah Almighty, He leaves behind for those people who are left behind, and for the believers, He becomes the source of the increase of their faith and gives them a new life in a way. And they also pray for the exaltation of His station in paradise. And in the life to come, His station is always exalted, His ranks are raised. And this is ultimate objective of a believer, that during the life he should be doing something through which he gets the blessings in the life to come. And then secondly, Allah Almighty has also made it very clear that those people who die in the way of Allah, they are not dead, but they are alive. Because they immediately get that position which grants him very closeness to Allah Almighty. Everybody has to die one day, but that station And that position, which is the station of the permanent life, will not be granted to everyone instantly. But everybody who dies, he goes through a stage of intermediary stage. But regarding the Shaheed, regarding the martyrs, Allah Almighty says that they instantly go to that life, spiritual life. In one hadith it is mentioned that the Holy Prophet ﷺ said that there are six outstanding features of the martyrs. The first one is that from the drop of the first from the first drop of the blood, he would be entered into heaven, and he would see his abode in heaven, and he will be protected from the punishment of the grave. And fourthly, he would be saved from all types of worries. And fifth is that their throne, such a throne will be put on his head, which will be invaluable. And sixth is that he would be given the position of intercession for 70 of his people, of his relatives. So this is the high station of a martyr. The word ahya, which is the plural of high, the living people, it also means that his actions of this life, they do not go waste. So the martyrs, they get to this life instantly and immediately, as it is mentioned in hadith, and for the achievement of which every person who dies, they go through some intermediary stages, and according to their spiritual station, this stage is sometimes short and sometimes long. And another meaning of the word ahya is that someone about whom the revenge is taken. So Allah Almighty says to the enemies that by finishing the life of one person, you have understood that you have earned great sawab and reward, and you have weakened the community. But you should remember that the one who has died, he has attained the station of martyrdom, status of martyrdom. He has come closer to God Almighty. But his martyrdom will not go unrevenged. So therefore, listen very carefully. The blood of these martyrs, O ye foolish people, will not go vain at all. Today, each drop of the blood of the martyrs, Allah Almighty will take revenge of that. Allah Almighty says, وَلَاكِ اللَّهَ تَشْرُونَ, that these people of the world do not perceive that. They cannot understand it. You are so dumbfounded that in spite of reading the word of Allah, the message of Allah, in spite of the despite the fact that you claim to be Muslims, you do such things which is incurring the wrath of Allah upon you. You are incurring the wrath of Allah. And Allah Almighty says, وَمَنْ يَقْتُلْ مُؤْمِنًا فَجَزَاهُ جَهَنَّمْ خَالِدًا فِيهَا وَغَزِبَ اللَّهُ لَيْهِ وَلَانَهُ وَعَدَّ لَهُ عَزَابًا عَزِيمًا. And those people who kill some believers intentionally, they kill them, then the punishment of that is hell. And he would stay there for very, very long time. And Allah Almighty will be unhappy with him and will put him away from him and prepare a very severe chastisement and punishment for that purpose. And so far as the definition of the mu'min is, believer is, the Holy Prophet ﷺ has mentioned, in one narration it is mentioned, that Hazrat Usama bin Zayd and one Ansari, member of Ansar, at one time when they chased an enemy, and when they put him down, then he recited the kalima. Hazrat Usama says that my Ansari brother, he did not say anything to that person, and he did not do anything at that time, but I killed him. And on his return, when this thing was reported to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that, O Usama, when did you kill him after he has recited kalima tawheed? Did you kill him even after he had declared La ilaha illallah, there is none worthy of worship of Allah, worship except Allah. And then Huzur repeated this wording again and again. And then he said that he recited the kalima because of the fear of my sword. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said at that time that did you open up his chest and see what is in his heart, whether he has said that from his heart or because of the fear of sword? At that time, Hazrat Anas says that I wish that I had not become Muslims before before that day. In one narration, it is also mentioned that I heard the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that whosoever declares that there is none worthy of worship except Allah, and he denied those people who are worshipped apart from Allah, then his life becomes very sacred, and his reward or his matter then rests with Allah Almighty. So these so-called mullahs, those who are misleading these Muslims, their followers, and they say that the Ahmadis, they believe in one part of the kalima, La ilaha illallah. They do say La ilaha illallah, but they do not believe in Muhammad Rasulullah. So they, as if they deny the second part of it. So therefore, these are to be condemned to killing. Have they opened up our hearts? Have they seen what is in our hearts? That perception and understanding about the Khatamun Nabiyyin and about the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that perception has been given to us by the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. These mullah people even do not know one billionth of that faith. And they say that we do not believe in Khatamun Nubuwwah, therefore we are to be killed. And Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, the way he has explained to us the concept of the Khatam al-Nubuwwat, he says that Hazrat Khatamul Anbiya sallallahu alayhi wasallam, how high was his glory and his position, and he was like the sun of truth, and what a great blessing of that is there, that following this great prophet makes a person believer and takes some people who are really understand God Almighty, and those who become the verdict of God, and they become actually the recipient of all the praise from Allah Almighty. And those that person who was the perfect man and who was the perfect prophet, and he came with full blessings, and because of him, the first day of Qiyamah, of resurrection, was manifested through him. And a world who was dead, they came to life. And that blessed Nabi, Hazrat, the seal of the Prophet, the chosen of the Prophets, and who is the honor of all the Prophets, that is the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. O our Allah, you invoke such blessings upon this beloved Prophet, which you have not invoked on anybody else. And then he said that regarding the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned that through following him and through his love, we are enabled to have the blessing of the communication with God Almighty, communion with God Almighty. So this is the status of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the eyes of the promised Messiah alaihi salatu wasalam. And these mischief mongers and with bad intention, malicious intention, these people, so-called mullahs, they say that the Ahmadis do not believe him, the last prophet. Therefore, they are outside the pale of Islam, and they should be condemned to death. And the media is also spreading this propaganda, and they are doing such thing which they are not neither permitted by God Almighty nor they are permitted by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they are doing all these oppressions and injustice in the name of them. So Huzur says that by following this Prophet, Allah Almighty has already given us so many blessings and bounties. And because of these mischievous activities, they better stop it. Otherwise, you remember that Umli lahum minna kadi matin, that the sign of that, as it was shown yesterday, it will be shown again. Remember it. Allah says that when I come and catch the people, then nobody can stop me. So if Allah Almighty is giving you a respite, don't consider it as weakness. We are very firm in our faith. And we have believed in the Imam of the age, who because of total obedience to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was sent to promote his job and do his duty. As a servant, he was appointed in this position, and he was granted the station, the position of a prophet. So therefore, until the decree of Allah Almighty comes, we are bearing these tortures and injustices that we are committing against. Because this is the teaching which has been given to us by the Imam of the age. And this is what Allah Almighty has told us. That this fear and loss of life and wealth, you will be tried in this way. And when you come out victorious out of this trial, then glad tidings be to you that you are among those people who are Bashir Sabireen. You are among those that you have been from among those people who are steadfast, and Allah gives them the glad tiding. So when the glad tidings of Allah Almighty are with us, then these worldly losses and the losses of the life, they cannot give us any harm at all. These pains and inflictions, they are also the means of the progress of the Ahmadiyya Jamaat. So we Ahmadis, while going through these trials and difficult situations, they should not get much worried about that. Allah Almighty says that you firmly remain firmly rooted in your faith, and whenever these situations come, then you should always be saying these words only: Inna lillahi, Inna lillahi wa Inna ilaihi rajiun. That surely we belong to Allah, and to Him shall we return. You should only say that much. And when you will say that, then Allah Almighty, we will be getting the blessings and the mercies of Allah Almighty. And we will always be established on the right path, on the truth. And we will have strength in our faith. And we will be able to see the spectacles of the final victory of Islam Ahmadiyyat. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam says that the blessings of Allah Almighty are given to those people who are steadfast. So our patience and steadfastness is the thing which is fatahna laka fatha mubina, that will give us a glad tiding of this one, that the final victory is ours. And if people are opposing us because of our belief of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, if we are tortured because of that, because we believe in the promised Messiah, if our wealth is we suffer the loss of our wealth because of the belief in the promised Messiah, if our beloved ones are martyred just because that we believe in the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, so if we show steadfastness and we come out of these difficulties victoriously, then these promises will come true in our case, which Allah Almighty mentioned many times, Inna fatahna laka fatham azima, that I am going to give you a outstanding victory which will be manifest, fatham mubina, manifest victory. So in the lives of the nations, these trials and difficulties, they come in order to show the manifestation of the might of Allah Almighty, so that Allah Almighty may show us the signs. So with the steadfastness and prayer, continue seeking the help of Allah Almighty. These martyrdoms, and through the period of extreme agony the Jamaat is passing through, behind this action, Fatahna laka fatha mubina, is actually behind all this. And we are listening the voices of Fatahna laka fatha mubina, that Allah Almighty is going to give you the victory. Allah Almighty is not going to make successful these enemies. Their players are temporary. And every martyrdom, whenever any Ahmadi has offered any martyrdom, And that is always, that prospers and brings the good fruits of that. And so it will bring it now. The destruction of the enemies, we have seen that in the past. And today, this word of Allah Almighty gives us the satisfaction. فَأَخَذَهُمُ اللَّهُ بِذُنُوبِهِمْ وَمَا كَانَ لَهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ وَاقٍ. So Allah Almighty punished them because of their sins, and there was no one who could protect them from the wrath of Allah Almighty. So when Allah Almighty has been punishing these enemies in the past, so that living God is living today. That is our God. Who is going to show them their ultimate fate? So Allah Almighty, our beloved Allah Almighty, is always true to His words, to His promises. All the promises that He gave to the promised Messiah, salatu wasalam, He is going to fulfill all those promises. As we have seen, all these promises being fulfilled in the past. For the satisfaction of the believers, Allah Almighty says and shows this at different times. The same thing is shown in several ways. And inshallah, Allah Almighty will continue to show that. So it is our job that we should be very firmly established in our faith. And we should never let the beauty, the good qualities of these people die, who were so steadfast, and they so much so that they sacrificed their lives for the sake of Allah Almighty, for the sake of Jamaat. So now I would like to mention these martyrs. The first Shaheed, the martyr, our very beloved bhai, brother, Dr. Abdul Manan Siddiqui. His martyrdom on after 27th May, that is the first Shahadat, the first martyrdom. This great martyr has offered his life to establish that in the second century of Khilafat Ahmadiyya, we have the same firmness of faith, that for the sake of the Jamaat, we are ready to offer the gift of our life, as we have been offering in the last 100 years, as the Jamaat has been offering this sacrifice in the last 100 years. This martyr, who was only 46, from his martyrdom in the youth, and he has left behind this lesson for other people, for the youngsters in particular, that look, that you may offer your life, lose your life, but you must not lose your faith in the promised Messiah. You should always be ready to offer every sacrifice for Khilafat Ahmadiyya. Dr. Abdul Manan Siddiqui Sahib, he was a very lovely person. In dedication, he was very advanced in devotion and dedication. I knew him very well during my journeys in Sindh. And as Nazir-e-Ala, I have known him for a very long time. It would be rather to say that I know the whole family. We have family terms. And when his father used to come to Rabwa, he used to come and see my father, and used to have long sittings at our homes after the Shura, where the Jamaat issues are discussed. And they used to discuss these matters for a very long time. Dr. Abdul Rahman Siddiqui was his father. He was also, as I mentioned, had a very close attachment with the Jamaat, very dedicated to the institution of Khilafat. And just an example of that, the father of Manan Siddiqui Sahib, I just give you one example of that. He was Amir of the Zilla district for 40 years in Hyderabad and Mirpur. When Pakistan was created after partition, when he came to Pakistan, Abdul Rahman Siddiqui Sahib, then Hazrat Muslim Maud Raziullah Ta'ala Anho came to Hazrat Muslim Maud Raziullah Ta'ala Anho, Abdul Rahman Sahib, and Hazrat Muslim Maud said that you go to Mirpur, Sindh, and you settle down there. There we have got our states, and we will have the benefit of your support there, and they will have your support. So then Without any hesitation, he immediately went there and he settled down there. And with great devotion, he was serving the cause of the community over there. Dr. Abdul Manan Siddiqui Sahib, who has been martyred now, he was the only progeny from the Abdul Rahman Siddiqui Sahib, and he was born after 12 years after the marriage. From Sindh Medical College, he did his MBBC. And in 1988, he went to America. There, he got the training of ultrasound and post-graduation in this field from the University of Philadelphia. And American Board of Internal Medicine, he got a certificate from there. And after his education, he planned to have his job over there. Dr. Manan Siddiqui Sahib planned to have his job there. But his father, I'm told, when he came to know that my son has decided to settle there, then he wrote to his son that you have been sent to serve. I have given you this education of medicine in order to serve this area where Hazrat Muslim Maud asked me to go and settle there. So I have asked you to do this education for this very purpose, so that you can serve the cause of the poor people in this area. And that is what you have to do. This is my desire, so that this contribution from our community, from our family, should continue. So he fulfilled the desire of his father, and he left America immediately and came to Mirpur Khas and permanently settled here and started his services here. Dr. Manan Siddiqui Sahib's maternal father was Dr. Hashmut, was a companion of the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. His mother is alive, Salima. She is alive. She is very kind and very much caring for the poor people. For 37 years, she has been the president of Lajna in Mirpur and did a very good job in Tarbiyat of the Lajna members over there. Because of old age and sickness, she has listened to this news of the martyrdom of his son and showed steadfastness. This is a great loss for the mother. Please pray for her. May Allah enable us to continue, have this courage to bear this great loss. Dr. Manan Siddiqui Sahib, in various departments of the Jamaat, had the honor of serving the community from 1995. For 13 years, he was Amir for 13 years in Mirpur district. Apart from that, Secretary Muriyama was there of the Mirpur Jamaat. He was Qaid of the region of Khudamul Ahmadiyya and Nigran of Suba Sindh from Khudamul Ahmadiyya. And in 1998, when his father died, then he took care of the hospital. It was a small clinic at that time. And then he turned it into a big hospital in which all the facilities are there. Dr. Sahib, he was in Tharparkar, Nagarparkar, in the area of Nagarparkar. It is a far off lying area, very poor people are there. Every month he used to set up a camp there, and he used to help the people, the needy people, the poor people, so that he can serve their cause. Thousands of patients have been given recovery by the grace of Allah, and these people were utterly crying at his death. Allah Almighty has blessed this servant of the Messiah, has given him special ability of healing, and he was the means of healing for so many thousands of people. Apart from Mirpur Khas, in the province of Sindh, he enjoyed a very good reputation in his youth. He was so very popular, and very good reputation was there. Among the Ahmadis and non-Ahmadis, he was equally popular, and he was also very keen of preaching and Dawat-e-Allah, and used to bring various delegations to the center, to the Markaz, and used to send them under his supervision. And every time, whenever there was a program of Dawat-e-Allah of Tabligh, during the last 5 years I have seen, that he used to always write to me for prayer before going for it. And Allah Almighty used to give him success every time. The enemies, the main cause of the enmity of the enemies is was this tabligh. Because he used to preach to all the elders and the leaders of the community, of the area, and in the whole area he used to preach the message of Ahmadiyyat. And the enemy on their side, on the, according to their thinking, they think that by killing him, they have stopped one great means of tabligh. But these ignorant people do not know that Dr. Abdul Mannan, he has sacrificed his life. He will definitely create so many other Mannans like him. He was married to his cousin, Amtu Shafi, who is an American national. He has got two children. The elder daughter is 18. She has done FSC, and one son is 13 years old. And his wife is also the president of Lajna in Mirpur Khas. The hospital of Waqf-e Jadid in Mithi, in Nagar Parkar area, in the area of Tharparkar, he has been serving prominently over there, and he has been establishing free medical camps over there, as I mentioned, and he was the president of a Noor Society for the welfare of people, and he was member of the planning committee of Sadr-e-Ahmadiyya Ahmadiyya, and also a member of Tahreek-e-Jadid committee. As I said, I have known him for a very long time, and personally I know him, and also his father was known personally to my father, and Dr. Hashmatullah Sahib, who was the physician of Hazrat Muslim Aud, and he was his maternal grandfather, and we were also very close to Dr. Sahib. So we had a family relationship with the whole family. Dr. Mannan Sahib, he was among those people who never showed any sign of unhappiness on his face or worry. Mirpur district, he has been the target of these mullahs for many years. As a matter of fact, the whole Sindh is the target of these mullahs. So he used to he took care of the Jamaat in a very nice way, and used to help the people in a very nice way using his position. But he did not use his own personal influence for his personal benefit. That he always used for the benefit of the community. Whether it was day or night, day and night, whenever somebody called upon him for help, always smilingly he went and helped those people. I always like this thing very much, that he was always smiling, and everybody, rich and poor, they were always saying that he was always a smiling person. He was extremely modest person, and he never thought, he never under this illusion that he has studied in America, or he's the member of the central committees. He never had any pride of any sort whatsoever. Generally, the Umaras, they do not go in the occasions of tabligh or medical camps, but Dr. Sahib, as I mentioned, that on every occasion, if there was no other Jamaat commitment, then he used to go himself personally. Somebody made a very good comment about him, somebody who came from Sindh, that that he was the Amir of Dayan-e-Allah in Sindh, the preachers in Sindh. He was actually the Amir of them. For the help of the poor people, he always used to do it, that not only he used to treat them free of charge, but also give them some help from his own pocket. And the elders, when they came for to express their sorrow on his death, then the ladies, they became very emotional. And these people, they all became very emotional, and they mentioned about his good qualities. And he was extremely attached to the institution of Khilafat. And he was really someone who was extremely dedicated to Khilafat. He was one of my great helper. I had so much confidence in him that I could never think that if I entrust any responsibility to him, then he would not be doing full justice to that one. Or there would be, he would do anything which would be against the quality of taqwa. He was a very pious man. And in spite of the fact that he was being threatened by the enemies for some time, but he was completely involved in his duties without any fear. And somebody told me a few days ago that somebody invited his attention or reminded him that you should be careful. He said that whatever is going to happen, that will happen. I am taking care. He was a very good worker of the Jamaat. May Allah exalt his station higher and higher. And by martyrdom, by becoming martyr, he has attained a position. And may Allah increase that. May Allah give comfort to his wife. He listened to this news with patience and showed a very good example of steadfastness. And she looked after her mother-in-law and others. And she was extremely devoted to her husband. And she was always not standing in the way of any service to the community. Allah give her long life and show her the joys and happiness of his children. Many people who are non-Ahmadis, they express their good comments about Dr. Sahib. I just give you some example. The leader of MQM, Altaf Hussain, who lives in London, he wrote that he was attached to the profession of medicine. His killing is a great loss for the people in Mirpur. These callous people, they killed him. And they totally ignored all the well. This person, they killed such a person who was always very helpful to the people. And these people, by killing such a noble person, have proved that these people are not worthy to be called even human beings. And this is a very shameless act that they have done. That this incident of killing is a part, a continuation of the process of Talibanization in Sindh. And because these are the people who are killing because of their dispute on the matters of religion, this is actually a crime against humanity. The Pakistan Medical Association, the president of that association has written, he said that actually his killing is the killing of humanity. But these so-called mullahs today, who consider themselves to be the scholars of Quran, these people do not understand these things. Allah Almighty has mentioned in the Holy Quran that when you kill somebody without any reason, the killing of somebody who has not killed somebody else, and nor he is creating any disorder in the country, then the killing of that person is the killing of the whole man of mankind. And Dr. Sahib was really such a person that he was, each and every moment he was busy in the service of mankind. And the non-Ahmadis are also admitting this fact. Then, and there are so many other doctors who have also, those who belong to various other departments, they have also mentioned that Dr. Sai was a very lovely friend and a sympathizer. He was a great man. This is a national loss. And this angelic type of person comes to this world after a very long time. And people came from very long distance. I cannot mention their names. All of them, they mentioned that this is not the loss of your community, it is our loss, as a matter of fact, they said. Then social leaders, they have also mentioned their sentiments, that he was very kind to the poor and he was the helper for the poor people. He was always winning the hearts of the people. His smile used to win the hearts of people, and his character was very nice. We cannot describe that properly. And the lawyers, they have also mentioned that he was the Birpur has been deprived from the greatest doctor of the town. And the new converts, they have mentioned that he has left us without without our parents. And other people mentioned that he was very kind to the poor people, and he used to look after us like children. And the government officials, the DSP, DIG, and they also mentioned that we had a personal relation with him, with this martyr, and he was a great man. A well-known political leader said that killing of Dr. Mannan, it is not the killing of one person, but it is the killing of the all people of Mirpur. And the other martyr is Sheikh Muhammad Yusuf. He was Amir-e-Jamaat of Nawab Shah. Although he was not very highly educated, but he was very dedicated, and he was had a great intention of serving the cause of the community. In 1956, he settled in Nawab Shah. In 62, he became the president of the Jamaat. Then during his presidentship, a big hall was constructed there. Mahmood Hall, the name was given by Khalifat Masih Salas as Mahmood Hall. He remained 2 years as Qaid of Zilla, Khudamul Ahmadiyya. And in 93, he was appointed Amir of Nawab Shah, and he continued to serve in this position till his death. He was very generous, very kind, very hospitable, taking care of the poor people. And he had the care of all the people, and very popular person he was. And he used to say salam to everyone, always take to lead and show great respect to everyone. And he always tried not to hurt the feelings of other people. He respected the waqfine zindagi, the dedicators of life, and look after their needs. This was something special about him, that he looked after the devotees of life. He was a Musi. And when he was Amir, he also established another mosque and a big hall, and the name of that was Aiwan-e-Tahir. He was a heart patient, but he used to work very hard. He was a heart patient. A missionary wrote to me that his house was upstairs and lower was the shops. So the doctors stopped him that he should not climb the stairs, go upstairs, but he couldn't sit at home. So how he would do his duty then? So there was a mosque nearby. So he had the office of the Amir over there. So there was no arrangement of lift that, nor we have the arrangement of the wheelchair or electronic wheelchair which is attached to the stairs. This is no such arrangement. So he thought of the solution, that he thought of a chair, and he put the strings along with it and asked his family members and servants that help me to go down, and then they used to pull him up. So he was able to do the whole job of the Jamaat the whole day, and he was a very untiring servant of the community. So these are the people who are actually serving the community. Every martyr, when he leaves, then he leaves behind a message that I am not dead, but I am alive. So now you remember as well that you have to be very loyal to the community with the promised Messiah, salatu wasalam, with Allah Almighty. This is actually which is going to give you the life. His wife, Yusuf Sahib, was 70 years, and he had one of his children is a doctor. One does the business. He is a businessman. One son has died, and the daughter one is a lawyer, and one has died. Four sons, and his wife, his daughter is in Rawalpindi. May Allah forgive him and look after him and have mercy upon him. Apart from that, I also want to request for those two people who got injured. One is Sheikh Saeed Ahmed Sahib, who was on the first Ramadan or the night before, who was attacked by bullets when he was sitting at his shop, and the other one who got injured, Arif Sahib, along with the Dr. Manan Siddiqui Sahib, he is very seriously ill, and both these injured people, they are both in a very critical condition. May Allah have mercy upon them and give them the life and health. And these in the month of Ramadan, these so-called mullahs, they become more excited in order to get the reward. But these ignorant people do not know what is going to be their fate. Allah Almighty protect us and also the other people of the nation from these corrupt people, and we should remember all the.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله ونشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله اما عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر.